brethren who are laboring in Merced, St. Helena, California, June 13, 1907. To the brethren who are laboring in Merced, it is my earnest desire that the meetings now being held in Merced shall be a great blessing to the people there. We are thankful that this city is having an opportunity to hear the truth of the third angel's message. We trust that the messengers will consecrate their services to God, and by drawing very near to Him, learn how to draw near to the people. When the workers humble their hearts before God, He will manifest His grace through them, and hearts will be softened and subdued under its influence. It is the privilege of the laborers in Merced to so represent the truth in their words and deportment that their lives will be a power to convince unbelievers of the truths they are teaching. When the workers come into the place where God can work through them, they will understand the words of Christ, "I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth." John 17, verse 19. It is the privilege of every soul to be favored with the rich blessing of sanctification through the work of the Spirit of God upon the heart. But before this can be our experience, self must die, and we must learn to trust in the Lord as His dear children. By faith, we must claim as our own His precious promises. Christ has given ample evidence of His love for the human race. He gave His precious life that men and women might be redeemed from the power of Satan. My brethren, I beseech you, as the ambassadors of Christ, to labor earnestly for the salvation of souls. Leave no means untried that will bring the truth before the people, that they may become cleansed in heart and refined in character. In the night season, I seemed to be in a meeting where the truth was being presented in clear lines. Many souls were convinced, and they were pleading for the grace of Christ to be revealed in them. Those who had accepted the message were praying for sanctification through the truth, that they might be enabled to reveal it in all its beauty to others. There were others present who were persuaded that the message being presented was the truth of God, but they were not prepared to yield to its claims. I saw that the Holy Spirit was moving upon their hearts. Then a voice was heard, saying, "Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep." Exodus 31, verse 13. I want the endowment of the grace of God. Christ has given His life for me, and I will give my life for Him. I want to have His efficiency, that I may reveal His grace to others. Other scenes passed before me. I saw converts being baptized, and as they went forward in this ordinance, their faces shone with the assurance of the love and approval of God. I sincerely hope that this representation given to me will be fulfilled as the result of the meetings at Merced, and that souls will take their position as loyal subjects of God, obeying His commandments and grasping the promise of complete forgiveness of sin. Teach the repenting ones to come in faith to the One who has given His life for all mankind. Labor for them until they come to the place where they will say, "I will no longer dishonor God by transgression of His law. I will be obedient to all His commandments. I give my life to Him who gave His life for me. By obedience to the will of God, I will reveal that I am transformed by His grace." Obedience to the law of God is the condition of salvation. Many declare that in giving His life to redeem the race, Christ abolished the law of God. It was because the law of God could not be abolished that Christ died as the victim of the world's transgressions. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. The death of Christ on the cross of Calvary is the strongest evidence that could be given to the world that the law of God is an immutable law. Satan has tried, through the working of his deceptive powers, to cause the great humiliation of Christ to exalt sin and to invite rebellion in the world. He would have the cross of Calvary testify to a falsehood. The enemy has not gained his purpose. The truth stands fast forever. Read the 20th chapter of Exodus. The law which God spoke in awful grandeur from the mount will endure throughout eternity, despite the efforts of Satan to counterwork the work of God by instituting the observance of the first day in the place of the Sabbath of the Lord. The Apostle John writes, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. 1 John 2:1-10. If ye love me, Christ said, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the words that ye hear are not mine, but the Father's which sent me. John 14:15-21, 23, 24. We are to be sanctified through the truth. The Lord is soon coming in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory. Are you preparing for his coming, that you may meet him in peace? He will bless all who will come out and be obedient to his truth. I pray that the people in Merced may be led to investigate closely the truth as to the observance of the Sabbath. Now is your opportunity to labor. Now is their opportunity to show themselves loyal and true. The Lord, who knows the value of the human soul, is waiting to be gracious. At that day, Christ said, ye shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. John 16:26-27. My brethren, you need to plead for the aid of the Holy Spirit in your labors. You need to wrestle in faith for victory until you receive the blessing of God in your efforts. Hold fast to the promises of God. Draw by faith on the strength of omnipotence, and receive from him the grace of Christ, the richest of all blessings. Brethren and sisters, do not give up the effort until you see the work done that has been represented. Do not release your hold of this work until you see the salvation of God revealed in rich measure. Learn how to pray for the very things that you need, and do not let go your hold upon God until you see the conversion of every convicted soul. I know that this is the work that the Lord would have done in Merced.